From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Three heavily armed suicide bombers attacked a crowded Christian church in Quetta, Pakistan, Sunday, killing at least eight worshippers. Women and children were among the victims of the attack on the Bethel Memorial Methodist Church, which is in a highly secured central part of the city. Witnesses said two of the attackers tried to enter the main hall, where about 400 worshippers were attending Sunday service, but police guards at the main gate stopped them, killing one of them and leading the second to blow himself up outside the hall. The explosion fatally wounded a security guard. Police told reporters that a third suspected gunman managed to flee to the nearby residential area during the exchange of fire, and an operation was underway to hunt him down. Police said the death toll could have been much higher had the police guards not stopped the bombers from entering the church hall. There have been no immediate claims of responsibility for the brutal attack. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Sunday that Turkey hopes to open an embassy to a Palestinian state in East Jerusalem in the future. He said, God willing, those days are near and we will officially open our embassy there. He did not give any precise time frame. Vice President Mike Pence is set to visit Jerusalem next Wednesday. It could be tense. The recent announcement that the United States will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel has angered Palestinians and Arabs around the world. Palestinian leaders have canceled their plans to meet with Pence. The vice president is still expected to meet with Israeli officials. This is VOA News. Taliban